A breakdown in the Green Lake hydroelectric plant has forced Sitka to temporarily switch fuel sources this winter. The city, which normally runs on hydropower, has been using diesel since October to meet energy demand on the coldest of days. As the electric department waits for the new part to arrive, KCAW's Emily Kwong visited the dam to see the work in progress.
Where we're going is we're going to Green Lake Dam. This is a side view of the dam right here.
Brian Bertacci is Sitka's utility director. It's 8 in the morning. The temperature is below freezing and has been for several weeks. But before throwing on our coats, we take a moment to look at a diagram of the dam's inner workings.
This is the single most important safety feature.
That being the intake gate.
If there's a leak or something goes wrong in the powerhouse, the first thing you do is you close that gate, because you can imagine the amount of water coming down there.
The gate is opened and closed by a giant hydraulic cylinder, 11 feet long. The problem is that it's made of carbon steel, which corrodes easily in fresh water. Bertacci shows me a picture of the old part. It's rusted, red, and chewed up, like a Slim Jim.
Last time it was operated was 1989, and it's underwater when it's running, so all the fish stuff, and this was really a mess.
Now, FERC, that's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, requires that the whole system be inspected every 5 years. But that didn't happen in Sitka. Decades went by with no inspection of Green Lake. I asked Bertacci, who started on the job last year, why that is.
I think there were a lot of other distractions. You know, they're working on overtime. Funding was kind of tight for a lot of years on the electric department. They weren't doing much. They weren't doing tree trimming. There's a lot of stuff that you just can't do. But I can't speak to why the decision was made not to do that. All I know is my job is to make sure we're in compliance with all the rules and regs.
So to get Sitka back into compliance, the electric department decided to schedule an inspection of Green Lake on October 17th.
We didn't want to do this when we've got middle of summer with our tourist season, fish processing going on, when we need all the energy for sure. We picked this time of year to go do it. We thought it would work okay, but it didn't.
What happened is this. The gate closed, but red oil appeared in the water. That means the seal on the hydraulic cylinder had broken. Coast Guard was called in to contain the leak, about 5 gallons of oil. The dam shut down, and Bertacci, who was then acting city administrator, authorized an emergency procurement of $60,000 for a replacement cylinder to be built out of stainless steel, which should fare underwater much better. When it arrives, it will be installed inside the belly of the dam at the bottom of a 160-foot shaft.
Be careful, obviously, but that's the shaft, you know.
Holy cow.
We're at the Green Lake Dam. Water is spewing over the top in a furious cascade. And I'm peering over the edge of this tiny cement-walled shaft, where three mechanics have been working 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, to clean out the muck and prepare the area at the bottom for the new part. Their names are Adam Charlton, Tony Bolovich, and Trevor Webb. I caught up with Bolovich and Webb before they climbed down.
When you get down there, it's just like working in a muddy ditch if you're laying a pipe in a muddy ditch. So,
with no light.
Yeah, with very little light.
They're having their lunch down there, you know? I mean, it's amazing.
Safety is Bertacci's number one priority. Going down the shaft is a ladder, and when the mechanics descend, they wear a harness that they can hook onto the side. They're also clipped to a cable that would automatically catch them if they fall. On standby is a crew of emergency and search and rescue personnel.
It's the unsung heroes in all this, too, because when the wind up or it's snowing, they've gotten out there and they're doing this job.
Temperatures plummeted in December, and the cold has forced the electric department to fire up the diesel generators during peak use. So far, they're within the city's $166,000 budget for diesel, but it's very likely that what happened at Green Lake will continue to happen, that major components of Sitka's electrical infrastructure will keep failing. Here's City Administrator Mark Gorman.
It's reaching the end of its life, and we have not put in the bank what we needed to put in terms of taking care of it, and we're seeing those consequences now as major pieces of our infrastructure deteriorate and fail.
Like the Marine Street substation, with transformers so old the city fast-tracked backup, or the 69 kilovolt line which faulted this month. The Sitka Assembly recently approved a 10-year plan to fix all this stuff, but that will take money. which is scarce within a city also tasked with paying off the $150 million Blue Lake Dam. For Bertacci, the key is identifying what the city is not going to fix.
The small stuff will fail that causes, you know, a street to be out or or short outages, but we want to try and address the things that could cause long-term outages, because that's what we don't want for the community. You know, we hate to have a two-month outage in the middle of our summer season impacting fish processing and everything else. So that's where our focus is, and that's why we're here today.
Not here yet is the hydraulic cylinder, but it's scheduled to arrive by barge on Tuesday. The city hopes that the Green Lake Dam will be back in operation before the new year and the next cold snap. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.